look back at the chapter before the therefore, at the blood on the grass and the dust on the floor. It wasn't just David with a crown on his head, it was the destitute living and the tortured dead. Some stopped the lions, some quenched the fire, some were pulled from the mud and the mire. But some were sawn in two, wearing goatskin rags, walking through the desert under tattered flags. The world wasn't worthy of the ground they trod, commended in faith by the finger of God. They didn't see the promise, but they ran the pace. Now they're sitting in the stands watching our race. There's a great cloud of witnesses, a circle of light, watching us run through the middle of the night. So lay aside the weight and the sin that clings. This isn't a song for the pretty things. Run with endurance, keep your eyes on the prize. The author is watching through eternal life. You think you're alone in the heat of the day, thinking nobody's ever had to walk this way. But Gideon is watching, and Samson is there, and the unnamed mothers who lived in a prayer. They're leaning over the rail, they're shouting your name, telling you the cross is worth more than the shame. They aren't looking for success or a clever thesis. They're looking for a runner who is looking to Jesus. He's the founder, he's the perfecter, the cross-bearing, death-tearing soul protector. He endured the wood, he despised the loss. Now he's seated on the throne past the reach of the cross. There's a great cloud of witnesses, a circle of light, watching us run through the middle of the night. So lay aside the weight and the sin that clings. This isn't a song for the pretty things. Run with endurance, keep your eyes on the prize. The author is watching through eternal life. Therefore, since we are surrounded, run, sailor.